They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Alison Shang, Alison Shang. Date of birth 05/24/1985. Date of appointment October 13, 2025. Requesting physician Victoria Miller, VICTORIAMILLER. Dear Victoria Miller, I have the pleasure of seeing Alison Shang today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's a 40-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has a weird feeling on the left side, from left shoulder to the left ankle. No weakness. Hand is mostly affected. Feels cold inside. Both of the back feels a different temperature. No numbness, no tingling, no pain. No neck pain, no backache. MRI of the brain done on 9/30/2025, which is normal except very mild increased T2 FLIR signal in bilateral periventricular white matter. CT of the head also done, which is normal. X-ray of the C-spine done, which did not show any abnormality. Past medical history, migraine. Past surgical history, right meniscal repair 2 times, left meniscal repair, allergy to codeine, medication. Lorlistine. Ferrous 1 milligram and 10 microgram. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drink alcohol 4 to 5 times per week, wine, does not use any drug. She is in the marketing business. She is married, live with the husband, have 2 children. Family history, mother alive and healthy, father alive with colon cancer, 1 sister alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a some weird feeling on the left side. Physical examination. Blood pressure 130 over 80. Heart rate 72. Respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen soft. Pulse sound present. Next apple. There is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, aphasia, or dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, parental responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 40-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, rule out multiple sclerosis. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number four, cervical radiculopathy. Number five, different feeling on the left side. Number six, migraine. Next paragraph. Her MRI findings are very non-specific. I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test, including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, citrate, RA factor, ANA. I would like to order MRI of the C spine. She may need spinal tap. If everything will be negative, an MRI of the brain next year also negative. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.